welcome to another edition of Visions. For this new year, a new day, a new month. I am Yudalee Wickham Ashby, and I just want to extend wonderful greetings for good health, wonderful memories, and of course, use of time, being productive and really enjoying life and celebrating life with yourself, your family, your friends, your co-workers, every human being around you. So this year will be a great year. And I'm going to kick the year off by talking with my good friend Floyd Morris from Jamaica. He is the CARICOM Special Rapporteur on Disabilities. He's also a lecturer at the Mona campus of the University of the West Indies. He was a former Minister of Labor in the Jamaica government and President of the Senate, of course, an advocate on behalf of persons with disabilities. And he himself lives with an impairment. Welcome to the program again, Floyd.
Pleasant, good morning to you, Yudalee. And pleasant good morning to your listeners there in beautiful and wonderful Barbados.
Thank you, thank you. So, Floyd, let's just recap a bit. You were appointed Special Rapporteur on persons with disabilities on behalf of CARICOM in what year?
This was in 2018, mm-hmm. October 2018.
Okay. And what is your remit? What are some of your responsibilities?
Well, a primary responsibility is to make sure that I drive the disability agenda within the context of the Declaration of Patientville. You would recall that in 2013, the different countries within CARICOM met in Haiti and had a discussion about forging a pathway for persons with disabilities in the Caribbean. And out of that discussion came what we call the Declaration of Patientville. And the countries within CARICOM have signed and agreed to the content of the Declaration of Patientville. And that constitutes a major part of the work of the rapporteur to make sure that Caribbean countries are adhering to and, you know, implementing the provisions of the Declaration of Patientville and also the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities and any other international instrument that are beneficial to persons with disabilities in the region.
Okay, great. And how would you say that from 2018 until present, 2020, have your work gone? Have you been able to make some headway in some of the key areas?
Well, you know, I must tell you that I have had some disappointments because I believe that, you know, the administrative arrangement that should be in place to drive the Office of the Rapporteur has not been settled by CARICOM, and that is impacting on the work. Mm-hmm. But notwithstanding that, I have been working with other Caribbean countries. They have reached out to me, invited me to their country to speak. I was in Turks and Caicos in 2018. I was in Antigua in November at their I Am Able To conference, and I was in Trinidad and Tobago early in 2018, where I went to a Down Syndrome Family Network conference and had a very good and productive session there with the participants. So I've been reached out to by countries, and we are working and trying to get some things rolling. Plus, you know, we have been, we have put out a work plan or a preliminary document to CARICOM outlining some of the things that I would want to do in my capacity as rapporteur, and they have to sign off on that. And I am currently now working on what I regard as a major initiative, which whilst it is the construct of the University of the West Indies, I see it as a part of the strategic efforts of the rapporteur to drive education within the region. So come March, we are having at MONA the Regional Disability Studies Conference, and this year the focus is on inclusive education. And we want all countries within CARICOM to participate and to send representatives, because inclusive education is the way of the future, right? If it is that we are going to fight stigma, if it is that we are going to eradicate the barriers that are there in society and to get persons with disabilities in the mainstream of society, we have to open up the education system and make it more inclusive for persons with disabilities. And so, you know, anyone who is listening to your program and want to attend the conference, they can go on the website for the Center for Disability Studies, and it is www.cds.mona.edu. All right?
Great.
So that is where they can get in and see the documents that are available here.
Wonderful, wonderful. I think that will be a fantastic conference because, as you said so rightly, we need to focus on inclusive education to break down many of the barriers, the stigma, the discrimination, you know, the really ostracizing of persons with disabilities who want to pursue a full education.
Yes.
So, Floyd, yes, absolutely. What are some of your hopes for this year and beyond, 2020, the 2030 goals, you know, the sustainable development goals? How are we able to mend or blend these international treaties and aspirations for our own Caribbean region?
Well, let me tell you something. I have set out four major planks for the work of the rapporteur, which is covered under legislation, education, employment, and public education. And I would like to see this year at least two more Caribbean countries bringing legislation to the fore to protect the rights of persons with disabilities. And I understand that Barbados has drafted legislation to protect persons with disabilities, but they have not moved to the point of tabling in Parliament. I would want to be there to help in the discussion and the dialogue to push the agenda to make sure that a progressive country such as Barbados joins the rank of those Caribbean countries that have disability-specific legislation. There are some other countries that are looking at legislation. You have St. Lucia. You have St. Vincent and the Grenadines. We want to make sure that all the countries within the Caribbean have disability-specific legislation.
And how many countries currently have legislation already?
There are six Caribbean countries that have specific legislation. You have the Bahamas, you have Haiti, you have Cayman Islands, you have Antigua, you have Jamaica, and Guyana. those countries have disability-specific legislation.
And do you have all of this placed on the CARICOM website or the CD, your center?
Not all of they are not placed on the CARICOM website, but that is something that we are moving to do. I've just started collecting these legislation, and I have had three of them to date. So I must collect three others so that we can start the process.
Wonderful. Now, Floyd Water, as you talk about legislation and inclusive education, employment, and public education, how do you think we can drive the public education campaign at the regional level?
Well, definitely we have to make sure that in every media space, whether it be in traditional or new media, we have to establish a presence for persons with disabilities. And in this public education campaign, persons with disabilities have to play a lead role, because we have to give life and energy to our international mantra of nothing
about us without us.
Right? And it is extremely important because, you know, I have been doing a number of research, and when you look at the different theories that have been posited about persons with disabilities, you see that there is a serious dichotomy in terms of how persons with disabilities are viewed within these models and these theories. Mm-hmm. So take, for example, you know, you have individuals who are of the view that, look, it is the society that causes disability and not the individual.
Right.
Right? And then you have other individuals who posit that the body has an impairment, but it also has the capacity to overcome and make adjustments to deal with challenges, but it has not gone to appreciate the point of saying a society will put in place obstacles to prevent those persons with impairment from participating in society. So now we have to make sure that we educate the public to understand that a person with a disability, if he or she loses their hearing or sight, they can still function because they are able to do other things. For example, a blind person would be able to use his sense of touch. A deaf person would be able to use his sense of sight to function on a daily basis. Right? And they would be able to participate effectively once your brain is intact. As a person with a disability, you are able to function in any circumstances because we are living in the technological era. Technology has advanced significantly, that it bridges the gap between the disabled and the non-disabled. Mm-hmm. And so we have to get the information to the non-disabled community for them to understand that. How is it that we are going to do that? Again, it comes back to my pet peeve. That is inclusive education. We have to move to ensure that persons with disabilities are brought in the mainstream educational system so that people can understand that you might have a physical disability, but you can function. You might have a visual disability, but you can function. You might be deaf, but you can function, because once your brain is intact, you are able to function normally.
And I think to support that, we also need to ensure, or the government and other educational facilities need to make sure that the appropriate accommodation is there to support those students who Absolutely. Want to learn. Because I think this is Absolutely. One of the major concerns, that yes, you will get into the mainstream, but then the accommodation, the reasonable accommodation to really help you, function within yes. that setting is not always there.
Yeah, well, when I speak of inclusive education, I am speaking of a comprehensive approach and not a flippant lip service approach mm-hmm. to education of persons with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
I am talking about making sure that the facilities are accessible. I am talking about the technological support that must be there. I'm talking about teachers who are trained and equipped to deal with persons with disabilities. I'm talking about the establishment of diagnostic testing to ensure that we can test and detect children with disabilities in the education system. I'm talking about the establishment of technological support for persons with disabilities in the education system, so that these individuals can function normally. It cannot be that we have our society and we are formulating programs and policies, but yet still we do so and isolate 10-15% of our population. You will forever have poverty rates being high.
Correct. And poverty is now gripping many of the Caribbean countries.
Absolutely.
And we need Absolutely. To address that, as we did in previous years, through inclusive education.
Absolutely.
Now, Floyd, our time is catching up with us, so I just want you to share with us, what are some of the trends or what's happening in Jamaica and, from your research, the wider Caribbean?
Well, one of the interesting things that I'm picking up is that more and more countries are moving and expressing a desire to formulate legislation to protect persons with disabilities, which is a major positive and a major development within the region. Because if it is that we are going to transform the lives of persons with disabilities and prevent discrimination against these individuals, legislation have to play a fundamental role. And then we are also picking up and seeing where more and more persons with disabilities themselves are expressing greater interest in education. That is something that we have to support, and this is why it is imperative that governments across the region give support to the education system to make it inclusive of persons with disabilities. I think that with public education, we are seeing persons with disabilities using more digital media space to promote issues relating to persons with disabilities. But that is something that we have to accelerate and make sure that every single person with a disability is on Facebook or on Twitter or on Instagram. And when we are on Twitter and Instagram or Facebook, we make sure that we do some cross page connections.
So yes, definitely.
You are a friend of mine on Facebook. I am a friend of yours on Facebook. Because the more numbers we have on our social media page, the greater we become influencers in the Caribbean society, and other people will want to come and see what's taking place on our page. Right? So those are some interesting developments that are taking place.
I think that's a very valid point. And I think as we get more involved with the Accessible Americas Conference, it also reinforces the point you're making about really having that presence in the social media context, because then it allows us to share information. It allows us to break down some of the stigma and discrimination that are encountered by persons with disabilities and their family members.
Yes, yes. Most definitely. Most definitely.
Okay, Floyd, in our remaining moments, tell us about your work at MONA.
Yeah, well, I'm very excited about what is happening at MONA because, I mean, the...
And I'm catching your excitement.
They said, you see, what has happened is that, you know, the university has given me full latitude to do my work as a person with a disability.
Fantastic.
And I enjoy doing what I am doing in terms of research, in terms of teaching, in terms of doing conferences and so forth, right? So right now, I am in the process of organizing the Regional Disability Studies Conference that will take place on March 10th and 11th at the UWE Regional Headquarters. And as I said, it is focusing on inclusive education. Then we have introduced, for this academic year, we introduced three courses on persons with disabilities at MONA. The first semester just completed Understanding Persons with Disabilities. And then we have for this semester two, we are going to be having Disability and Development and Disability Law and Society come this semester. Then we are working on some exciting research initiative. We had the Regional Disability Index, which we launched last September, and we are going to be going for the second round of the RDI, which should come out in 2021. And we are looking at research in terms of employment for persons with disabilities and motivation at the workplace. That is something that we are going to be focusing on in 2020.
Excellent.
And I am also scheduled to launch later in 2020 a new book entitled Understanding Persons with Disabilities.
And your book will focus on the region or Jamaica?
Well, it will be a regional book.
Fantastic.
It will be a regional book.
Oh, I'm catching your excitement, Floyd. This is really great news, and I'm hoping that as you speak and as persons hear you, that they too will feel that excitement and be motivated to do more. I know we are doing some, but we need to do more so that we too can influence and impact for a positive change.
Yes, yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So what courses do you teach?
Well, I teach Understanding Persons with Disabilities, and I'm going to be teaching Disability and Development.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great.
And then I also teach some government courses as well, because I will be teaching political strategies come this semester as well.
And will any of these courses be offered online for, you know, persons in the region?
I am in discussion with the UWE team that deals with online courses, because that is where I am going to go to take all those three courses and offer them online. But it won't be this academic year. We want to do it in the academic year 2020-21.
Well, Floyd, it really has been great chatting with you as usual. learning about the great developments that are taking place at the Center for Disability Studies, and well as the University Mona Campus, and of course your work as the Special Rapporteur for Persons with Disabilities at the CARICOM level. So I'm looking forward to seeing you soon in Barbados, where you can again do some more work with us, because back in 2002, when you first came to Barbados, you impacted us so significantly that it led, along with our own advocacy, to the first senator with a disability being appointed in our local government. So
absolutely, I remember that clearly.
Yes. So I want to say thank you once again, and I pray that God would bless you with great health and, of course, success in all that you endeavor to do, you and your team and your family.
Yes, thanks very much, Udali. And I want to just big up all my friends down there in Barbados, including Senator Eiffel and my bona fide brother, Dr. Julian Devanish, who is holidaying down there in Barbados. He might say that Barbados is home, but tell him that anywhere your house is, that's where is your yard. You must come back to Jamaica.
But listen, if his heart is here, he will just come on holiday to Jamaica. But it really has been great talking with you, and I look forward to seeing you sometime soon.
Blessing.
Thanks again.
All right, good. All right, then, you then. Okay.
Well, we've just had a wonderful conversation with Floyd Morris, who is a lecturer at the University of the West Indies Mona Campus. He's also the director for the Center for Disability Studies on Mona Campus as well. And, of course, a special rapporteur for persons with disabilities at CARICOM. And we were talking about some of the latest developments. So it's promising to be a fantastic year ahead for the development of disabilities in the region. Remember that you have been listening to Visions with me, your host, Udali Wickham Ashby. And I would love to have your feedback. You can reach me on 1-246-269-9660. That's my mobile. And you can WhatsApp me on that as well. Or you can reach me via Starcom at 1-246-430-7300. As well as email me, visionsbarbados@gmail.com. visionsbarbados@gmail.com. And you can go on the VOB929.com website, look for the podcast link, and scroll until you find Visions Radio Show, where you can listen to this and past episodes of the program. I do welcome your feedback, your recommendations, your thoughts on how the program can be improved, and of course, topics for future programs. So until next week, same time, same station, when you bring your family and friends to listen to Visions, you be safe and enjoy the week.